We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome back to Proof to Product. Think back to last April 2020, when we were all on lockdown from the pandemic. We were all figuring out our new routines and trying to pivot within our business. Now, let's pretend that you were launching your business for the very first time while also homeschooling your children. And let's pretend that your business grew really quickly. You were asked to design product for national retail chains and you won a business grant that gave you access to a team of professionals whose main goal was to elevate your business by providing you with new branding, new website, photos, and copywriting services, and more. Well, friends, this scenario was Tiffany Grimes of Posterity Papers Reality, and today she is sharing her story with us. Tiffany helps busy women show up for the people they love through modern, humorous, and thoughtful stationery. She witnessed the simple power of sending a greeting card and handwritten note from her late grandmother, Marguerite Barry. Tiffany's mission is to continue her grandmother's legacy by inspiring a new generation of thoughtfulness through her products. Tiffany attended Paper Camp in September of 2019 in preparation for her launch in April 2020. She knew that wholesale was an area that she wanted to focus on, and she has since gone on to have her products carried in dream stores throughout the United States. Tiffany's first year of business has been busy as she launched her Etsy shop, moved into wholesale and licensing, and she received the Minority Business Women's Grant. She also collaborated with brands like A Beautiful Mess and Kids Made Modern and has been featured on Katie Couric's website and daily email blast. On today's episode, Tiffany is sharing her startup story, information about the Minority Business Women's Grant that she won, and she shares how community and connection with her peers has been a strong influence in her business growth. Now, before we get started, I wanted to let you know what's up and coming inside of Proof Your Product Labs. We have some amazing trainings lined up for how to leverage paid Pinterest ads, how to pitch yourself to the press, and we're going to talk about how to make your website inclusive, diverse, and accessible so that you can serve a wider audience. If you would like to join us for these live trainings, head to proof2product.com/labs to enroll in my 12-month group coaching program. And if you have any questions about whether or not this program is right for you, just send me a DM on Instagram. I'm at proof2product. All right, let's hear from Tiffany Grimes of Posterity Paper. Hey, Tiffany, welcome to Proof to Product.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to talk to you on the air. I mean, you and I have talked, you know, in labs and in paper camp form and even phone calls, but I'm excited to chat with you on the podcast here now. So first thing first, tell us about Posterity Paper. What products do you sell and who are they for?
Yeah, right now I primarily sell greeting cards, but we are moving into some new products and I'm really excited about that. But for now, greeting cards, and I make things for busy women. I think busy women, you know, trying to show up for the people that they love. And I really am trying to inspire a new generation of thoughtfulness. You know, I think that former generations would send off notes and thank you cards, and it was just a way of life. And I think that I want to inspire people to do that again.
I love that because I agree with you. Like, life has gotten so digital and so fast, and to actually pause and write a note and put it in the mail. And it's just, it's a different way of communicating, right?
It is. Yes.
So you officially launched Posterity Paper right before COVID began. Is that correct?
Well, right. I think right after.
As it was happening, right? Was it April 2020?
Yes, April 3rd, 2020.
Okay. What was it like starting up a business while also having your children home, doing homeschooling, everyone on lockdown? I mean, that's intense.
It is intense. But so I've been homeschooling for, I think this is my 7th year.
Okay.
So that part was very natural for us. The kids being home, you know, school being integrated into our home life and things like that. then my husband was working from home. And for the first time, I actually had help. So it actually felt more like a relief for me because I wasn't the only adult in the house all day. So yeah. That was great. And I think it was a bit of a challenge. I started in April and then the school year ended in May. So I had about a month when I was juggling both. But then the summer happened and I just thought, oh, I can actually do this. This is amazing. And yeah, things were flowing. And then the school year started again. And I thought, oh, what's going on? So it has been challenging. I usually am with the kids and we work until around like 2:30, 3 o'clock. And then after that, I'm all over emails and orders and things like that.
Is your husband still at home working or is he back
home? Yeah. And I think he'll be home till Labor Day at least. So.
Okay. Yeah. My husband might be like, they're talking 2022 for the university he works at. We'll see. I mean, I think the rest of the university will go back, but because his job can be done at home, he might stay. We'll see. Yeah, I feel like we've all done, you know, everyone's talked about the pivots and shifts that we've had in our businesses over the last year and, you know, figuring out how to do things differently. But there's also these different phases in our personal lives that create shifts in our workday and our workflow and all of these things. So thank you for sharing that. I think it is a unique situation for you to be in, launching a brand and experiencing that through COVID versus an established brand that's been doing it for a while. You know, there's just different challenges in different ways. So
There were some challenges, definitely some hiccups, but I was starting the business when everything was sort of all over the place with the post office. And so USPS, you know, they were having a lot of challenges. And so learning how to ship for the first time as a business owner in the middle of a pandemic, it was a lot, but I think it made me stronger.
Oh, for sure. I have no doubt about that at all. You know, you have shared when we were talking before we got on the air, you shared that you would encourage others who maybe aren't quite ready to launch their brand or their product line to start making meaningful connections with industry peers. And you also suggested that they adopt creative practices that will help them later on. How has doing those two things, creating community and peer relationships, and then also creative practices, how has that supported you in your personal and professional growth?
Well, I think it's helped a ton. So I just started, you know, my business last year, but I feel I've been aligned, closely connected to the stationery industry for a long time. I think as a customer, as a follower. So I followed a bunch of stores that I would love to see my products in one day, long before I ever designed one card. And I would follow different people in the industry, people whose work I admired. And sometimes some of these people would share personal information or personal tidbits and, or, you know, challenges that they were having. And I thought, oh, one day I'm going to make a product that helps with that. And I would bookmark it, or I would take notes and I would say, one day when I create this, I'm going to circle back around and I'm going to reach out to that person. Or if a store mentioned things like, you know, oh, wanting to, you know, offer a more diverse line of products, you know, or wanting to highlight makers of color. Long before I ever made anything, I thought, okay, this is important to them. I'm going to come back around once I start. Yeah. And so I started doing that and I started reaching out to stores. I was able to walk NSS, I believe in 2017, I was working at a shop, a party shop, Sweet Lulu. And my boss was going to, she was going to walk the show and she invited me to come along because she knew I wanted to eventually, you know, start a stationery business. And I spoke to a couple people there. And one in particular, I remember speaking to Chandra Greer from Greer. Chandra Greer from Greer Chicago. Yeah. And I remember walking up to her and telling her, you know, I would love to make stationery one day, but I'm just not sure if it's a place here for me. I don't see any makers of color. And she encouraged me. She said, listen, you know, your voice needs to be heard and you'll be surprised that things that you create, it's not just for other Black people, but you can create things that speak to Black culture, but that others also celebrate and will buy and accept. And so when I launched 3 years later, I sent her some of my cards and I told her, you encouraged me to do this. I did it. Things are going well. And she ended up purchasing some of my cards and they're in her shop. So yeah.
I love that story. I also love that you were paying such close attention to the things going on in people's lives and what they were requesting. And you were listening. You were actively listening and then earmarking that for inspiration and also in product development and sales and like all those things feed into your success now.
I once heard a woman call these heart drops, and I tried to incorporate this in my life. The idea that people are dropping and exposing parts of their hearts to us all the time. And so when I hear a loved one talk about something, you know, a product that they just love so much, I take note. And then when Christmas comes or, you know, their birthday, I go and get it and they say, how did you know? But they've shared that. And so I think that that's a practice that I've tried to incorporate in my life, my personal life, and also in business.
It definitely is an element of care and empathy that we all need to have. And it's strategic too. You know who your audience is, you know what kind of problems or emotions you're trying to help with, or you know what you're trying to accomplish through your product. So I think that's fantastic. I want to talk to you about your Minority Business Women's Grant, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Is that okay? Yeah. Okay. This was a grant that was offered by Nicole Yang and a number of other online business owners. You were recently selected mm-hmm. as the recipient of this grant out of like hundreds of applications, right?
Yeah, it was, I think, 500 applicants.
Tiffany, first off, congratulations. That's incredible. So I'm close friends with Myrna Darmi. And
yes.
She Voxered me and she's like, you need to know this girl. She's in your paper world. And I'm like, I know Tiffany. So I was like doing a happy dance for you. But I would love to hear, like, what did you think when they told you?
I mean, my mind was blown. I didn't realize so many people were going to apply. I think if I had known, I probably wouldn't have tried. But it started off, you know, with a nomination and then that a questionnaire, like a very long questionnaire.
Yeah.
And an interview, videos. I mean, it was very intense. But in the end, when they told me I won, I really couldn't believe it. And I think the thing I loved about it most was that they didn't give me a check. You know, they didn't just mm-hmm. give me cash. They created a team for me and they helped and they supported and walked alongside me. And I really think that that's what business owners need sometimes, you know, yes. someone to just give them advice. Included in the grant was a new website. So up until that point, I was selling primarily on Etsy and Faire. And so now I'll have my own Shopify website. They also helped with new branding, business strategy, copy for social and newsletters. And they're also covering all of my subscriptions for the year.
Wow. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was huge. It's been an amazing experience.
That is phenomenal. Did they do a new brand for you too? A new logo and everything?
They did, okay. Yes. Nicole Yang and I worked together on the new logo and I hand lettered a portion of it and also created a font out of my lettering. And yes, it's been fun.
Oh my gosh. How fun to dream up an entire refreshed brand for this new business that is blossoming through COVID.
Yes.
And, you know, with the support of all these amazing women who are experts in what they do, I think that's amazing. I was so happy when I heard that you were chosen. As you went through the process of working with this, you know, committee of experts, basically, was there anything that surprised you about yourself as a business owner, an entrepreneur, or your business itself?
I mean, I was surprised at how scrappy I had been.
Yeah, girl.
You know, they were asking, so what subscriptions do you have? And I thought, no, nothing. Everything's free. I haven't invested in anything. And so mm-hmm. I think that that was funny. But I just made it work. I made it work. And I think that since I've been working with them, they have shown me ways to make my business run more efficiently. And I'm realizing I don't have to, you know, work as hard in some areas. So that's been amazing. That's been great.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know. I think sometimes there's just a beauty in like learning from people who do things a different way, mm-hmm. whom, can show us how we can simplify and make things more efficient. And I love that. That's fantastic. How has winning the grant changed the trajectory of your business?
Oh, well, I mean, I think up until now, I felt like I started in April of last year, and then all of these opportunities started coming my way and these doors started opening, and I just jumped, and I jumped on every single opportunity. And I didn't really have much time to devote to branding. I didn't have much time to think about how I was presenting my business to the world. Mm-hmm. And so having this refresh, I think, just makes things a little more polished. And it really, I feel like I'm ready to send out mailers. I'm ready to send out my packages with more confidence. And I really feel like it now reflects the work that I'm doing and the work that I want to put out in the world. And it didn't before.
That's amazing. I was going to say confidence strikes me as the word.
Yes.
Like even just in the way you speak about your business, and I don't know, it's just really great to see. You know, you're celebrating some exciting wins as we record this episode. The new website that you built with this team is launching this week as we record this, correct?
Yes, tomorrow.
So creating a new website is a huge undertaking.
It is.
The imagery, the layout, the customer experience side of it, the product listings themselves. How long were you guys working on the website?
Oh, I mean, we've been working for months. I would say we started towards the end of last year, the end of 2020, just starting the conversations, creating mood boards and going through my copy and things like that. And my branding, we went through those things first and just started, you know, creating like a roadmap.
Yeah.
But things have really picked up, I would say, in the last few years, but the team was working. Even when I wasn't, even when I was, you know, designing and fulfilling wholesale orders, they were working behind the scenes on the site. So it was really helpful to have them.
Do you think having this like committee of entrepreneurs helping you, like a team really supporting you, has that changed your mindset at all about hiring in your own business?
Oh, absolutely.
Like outside of the grant, I mean.
Absolutely. I think seeing people who specialize in a specific area do their thing, it's like they shine and they're able to get done in a few minutes what would take me hours and hours of research and Googling. You know?
And trial and error. Yes. And spending money. I know.
And so, I mean, just seeing them whip something up quickly, I'm like, wow. I'm sure they would probably say the same if it came to designing a greeting card and lettering or, you know, those things. So it's really been great to see everyone work in their area. And it's just been so helpful for me and for my business.
Do you think this experience will make you more likely to invest in your business in different ways? Like, do you think you'll now seek maybe some contractors or part-time employees for aspects of your business?
Absolutely. I think that this shows me that there is so much value there was so much value in the areas that they contributed to. Mm-hmm. I'm best at designing and creating and things like that. So as much of the other things as I can get off my plate, I think the better and the further my business can go. So I would definitely love to hire as soon as possible.
Outsource some pieces.
Yeah.
In my experience, and I've heard the same from others, like once I started outsourcing different pieces and I could see how it escalated the business so much faster because I wasn't the bottleneck, you know, like things were still getting done. I wanted to invest more money in team and then more money in team. But you also want to be careful in how you're doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you're investing in things that are maybe not your area of strength, of course, you know, leveraging somebody else's zone of genius and then, you know, in ways that will complement what you're doing already in the business.
So. Absolutely. And I think that there have been some things that I know I can do. I think like in my personal life, I can absolutely braid my daughter's hair, but it takes hours. right? So it takes hours. And then I started thinking, how many cards could I design in the time I'm taking to do this? And is it worth my time, or should I outsource this to someone else? And the truth is, they would much rather have someone else do it. So it works for both of us. You know, I gain those hours back, and they also, you know, have a more pleasant experience.
I do a lot of that comparison too, because I know there's a lot of, and I do this with my clients too, where we get hung up on the cost associated with outsourcing, right? Or, oh, I can do that, but yet we don't have the time to do it. So kind of running that exercise of, well, what would this cost me in not dollars, but more of like my time, or if I was doing, what else could I do with that time that I was doing with that? And what kind of money could I earn from that? Or, you know, all the different factors that we weigh for sure. You have another fun win that we can talk about now, I hope. You recently participated in a very big licensing project with a brand called Black Joy Paper. And it is now, the products are now carried in stores nationwide, including Barnes and Noble.
Yes.
So tell us about this project. What were the products that you created? And then I want to know how it all came about.
So we made greeting cards. I made greeting cards. Some feature some of the art that I already have. Some were new designs. And of course, the formatting was a little different. So they're larger than the cards I normally sell. And they also had inside messages, which people sometimes prefer in larger retail stores. So So it was a great experience. We all ended up coming together after doing Note It. Note It had a pitch program last year for makers of color, and we all presented and showcased our brands there. And then we were contacted by a sales rep who had this amazing idea. Greta is her name. She had this amazing idea, and she brought us all together and thought, you guys should join forces and create this new brand, this collective. And it's great because there are six of us, but each person's style is very different and distinct. And so although we're all Black women, the way that we approach our work and the focus of our work is very different. So you get diversity within the collection. So yeah, it's been great.
Oh, I can't wait to go check it out. We've had over the last like 4 or 5 months, we've had a very large uptick in the number of our Paper Camp alumni and Labs community members who are selling to Barnes and Noble. And it's been really exciting to see. And I know that's not the only place that Black Joy Paper is sold, but it's been really fun to see these bookstores and these larger chains in different segments purchasing so much from independent makers too.
Yeah, it's been great.
So you came to Paper Camp. When was that? 2019?
Yes, I can't recall. September 2019.
Okay, so you came. Yeah. That would make sense. We did September that year. I can picture you sitting at a table in a photo with Manal next to you, and like, but I just couldn't remember what year that was. So you came to Paper Camp prior to launching, and you knew that you wanted wholesale to be a part of what you were going to be offering, correct?
I did, but I came to Paper Camp wanting to letterpress.
I remember.
Yes, I really wanted to do letterpress. I love letterpress cards. I had a small tabletop press, and you all, in your wisdom, you know, helped me see that was not the way to go.
Letterpress is great, but yes, the plan you had, I didn't feel like it was the best way for you to grow.
No, and I knew early on, you know, I couldn't devote the time to really perfect the art of letterpress. And so then I thought, oh, I'll just outsource this, which is not cheap. And so, so it just wasn't a good fit. And I love color, and it was very limiting in that regard. And so, I spoke to you, and you told me to consider digital, but then also include gold foil. And I took your advice, and I love it. I love the outcome.
Oh, that's so great. Was it a tough decision for you to come to Paper Camp, or is it something that you knew you wanted to do before you ended up launching in 2020?
So I followed you and Paper Camp for years, and I even applied for the scholarship. I think in 2000, like 17 or 18. I didn't have any products. I had never made anything. And so I applied for the scholarship. Of course, I didn't get it because I didn't have anything to show. I just had a dream. And then...
Which we love dreams.
Yes. But. And then my grandmother has been very pivotal and just to my life in general. She raised me and she really instilled a love for greeting cards. And some of my earliest memories with her were, you know, going card shopping in downtown Chicago. And when my grandmother was diagnosed with cancer and she was sick, I told her, you know, I planned on starting a stationery company. And she was, she was so excited about that. And when she passed away, she ended up leaving me a little bit of money, though she told everyone not to expect anything because she had given away everything while she was here. And to my surprise, she did leave a little bit of money. And I decided that this is what I was going to use to finally start this business that I had been dreaming about. And she passed away in June. And over that summer, you posted on Instagram, you said, we have 2 spots left for Paper Camp. And I thought, I forgot all about Paper Camp. This is now I can afford it. I'm going to do it. And it was really a tough decision in some ways for me, because I wanted to be sure that I use this money that my grandmother left me the best way possible. Of course. I felt like it was a part of her legacy and it was her investing in me. And so I was very cautious. And I even talked to my husband. He says, I think this is a good idea. And it has turned out to be the best investment I ever made for my business. While I was at Paper Camp, my roommate was amazing. And, you know, we were constantly texting, we send each other cards, and a group of us from that class, we would meet every Sunday and talk over Zoom. And
I don't think I knew that. That's amazing.
We have a text group and we're constantly chatting and sharing, and it's just been amazing. And so I have bought courses before and I've bought things that I felt like were not worth the money, or I didn't get everything out of it that I thought I should. And this that wasn't the case with Paper Camp. It really turned things around for me and my business.
Tiffany, thank you for sharing that story with me. I know we talked when you were at Paper Camp and you had shared that, you know, your grandma, you had told me a little bit of the story, but I didn't know all of this. I didn't know you guys have these text threads and everything else. And I have goosebumps as I'm listening to you. Thank you for sharing that with me. That was really rewarding.
And I wanted to say also with labs. Yeah. So when labs first started, I thought, oh, I can't afford this. Again, just being very cautious, you know, with the money that I spend. And, but all of my friends in the text group, they were all a part of labs. And so I would ask questions and they would say, oh, we had a mastermind about that. Oh, we talked about that during coffee chat. And I thought, oh my goodness, it got to the point where I can no longer afford not to be a part of labs. And so I went ahead and I invested and it's been great. And I've learned so much and it saved me so much time because I don't have to Google and, you know, figure all these random things out on my own.
I know. Thank you for sharing that. I will say I love teaching Paper Camp. I've taught it for 10 years now. It's just a special program and a special group of alumni and speakers and everyone. It's a special, unique experience. Mm-hmm. And then labs, I wanted to do more. You know, I really wanted to talk about systems and processes and marketing and, you know, all the nitty gritty how-to of the foundation of our business and things I've talked to with coaching clients and other people one-off, but like, let's talk about it as a group. And so thank you for sharing that because I'm trying to make it as rich and rewarding as the Paper Camp experience has been too. So
I think the first workshop I ever sat in on was the email marketing. Mm-hmm. And I wrote my welcome sequence and I created a printable and I ended up increasing my email list more. I think the last time I checked, it was like 60% with that printable. And that's what you talked about during that workshop. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I have goosebumps again this whole episode.
It was great.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. I didn't know that. That's amazing. Okay, let's talk about what is next. You are heading into year 2 of this business. You have a brand spanking new website that's coming out tomorrow. You have this fresh new brand. You have a very clear understanding of who your audience is, the types of products you want to create. What are you focused on through the rest of this year?
Right. So I am going on a creative retreat this weekend to finish up my holiday designs.
Okay. Tell me more about this. 2 days, 3 days. What are you doing?
2 days, very inexpensive hotel close by. But I've just found that it's difficult for me to create at home.
Same.
You know, I do sneak in hours here and there, but I just really need some devoted time. So yeah, and my birthday is this weekend, so that's how I'm celebrating. I'm going away to design.
Happy birthday. That's amazing. Happy birthday.
So yeah, I'm working on holiday. I'm also working, and I've been getting samples for some products that are new and different. Some things that One item I showed you at Paper Camp, and I've been working on the dimensions and just trying to figure it all out. So I want to finalize that and release that soon, and also incorporate my children more into the brand.
Oh, cool.
They're artists in their own right. I mean, my children are really creative. And so I want to bring in one, my daughter, I'm using her handwriting for some kids' stationery and things like that. So yeah, just bringing them in a little bit more.
Oh, I love that. I love that you're doing that. Awesome. Well, let's tell everyone where they can find you online in your new digital home and where to follow you on social media too.
So I'm at posteritypaper.com. That's posteritypaper.com. And also you can find me on Instagram at posteritypaper.
Fantastic. Tiffany, this was a delight to chat with you and catch up and see how your first whole year in business has gone. It's been just a joy to watch online and to catch up with you too inside of our program. So thank you for coming back to share your story on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Katie, for having me.
It's my pleasure. All right, friends, I hope Tiffany's story inspired you within your own business. I really loved hearing about the Minority Business Women's Grant and specifically how it combined the time, the talents, and the expertise of so many amazing women. In many ways, that, like them lending their expertise and knowledge, is more impactful than receiving a financial grant for your business. So congrats again on winning that, Tiffany. And thank you for coming on the show to share your story. Now, before we hop off, I wanted to celebrate a recent win in our Proof to Product Labs community. Carrie from Sherpa Ant recently launched her brand new website, and Carrie shared a very heartfelt gratitude post in our group on launch day. And here's what she had to say. Huge thanks to Katie, the PTP team, and all members in Labs. I have been dreaming of this day since I launched on Etsy 5 years ago. The day is finally here, and I learned so much in Labs this past year to make this happen. From this group, I learned how to utilize email welcome sequences, how to structure a tiered sale for Black Friday. I switched my greeting cards from A7 to A2 and increased my profits. I found a new supplier. I was kept accountable every week. I got my books in order, and endless other tips and tricks. Carrie, I am so happy for you and the growth that you have had this year. Your site looks beautiful, and we'll include the link in the show notes for anyone that wants to check it out. But you should be super proud of everything you have accomplished. Thank you for letting us come alongside you as you built your business. Friends, if you are starting, growing, or scaling your product-based business, come join us in Proof to Product Labs by going to prooftoproduct.com/labs. Labs is my 12-month group coaching program. It's a highly active and engaged community of product makers. We have monthly masterclasses, we do small group breakout sessions, and I host monthly group coaching calls where you can ask me whatever is on your mind. So head over to prooftoproduct.com/labs to learn more. Thank you so much for listening into today's episode, friends. I'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to prooftoproduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.